Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, loss, and the pathway to mental wellness, all while lubricating my soul with the music and artwork of late indie rock singer-songwriter and poet David Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? You know, I left you on a bit of a cliffhanger last week. I think I was a bit dramatic there, you know, laughing maniacally and saying that it was real or whatever the fuck it was I said. I don't quite remember, and I don't listen to these, surprise, surprise. But suffice it to say, I managed to climb out of that particular hole. But shit was just getting too heavy for me and I needed to just jump off. Now, what I could have done is pushed pause and, made the episode late again. But what I want to do is make this as real as possible. Because if you've been following and listening to the poetry we've been reading up until this point, we're dealing with an artist in David Berman that is incredibly talented, just incredibly talented. The little moments that we get in time in these poems are fucking spectacular. And I, for one, am, you know, just really thrilled to get to experience them with you. So there's that. I am enjoying a delicious left field sweet spot mocha marshmallow stout right now. That's right. It's fucking autumn. And although it's 80 degrees here today, now 75 degrees here today. It's 21. Okay. It's 21 Celsius, people. That's what it is. All right. It's 21. I don't understand Fahrenheit. I never have, and I never will. Now, that statement that shows you the, no, never mind. Okay. So first things first, Chris, in London. You know, I love to say people's cities with their names. I don't know if you know this about JD, but that's sort of what I do. And I don't think Chris is in London. He's going to be in London, and I hope to see him in London, but I don't think he is in London. I think he should have a different suffix there. Chris, shoot that out to me. Send me an email. Sent me his collection of Silver Jews ephemera the other day, like photographs of them. And included in that were both the Arizona Record and Dime Map of the Reef. Now, this led me down. So thank you for that, Chris. You are, as the people say, too cool for school. So this led me down a rabbit hole. I went to Discogs right away and I was like, well, I have a turntable now. Maybe, you know, maybe old JD needs to open up the dusty old wallet, spend some of that coffee money you're sending me, and, you know, buy a, buy one of these things. And that made me realize what a fucking idiot I am. Now, those of you who know will know. You already know what a fucking idiot I am because you've been listening to episodes screaming at me, particularly episodes with this particular issue, I should say. Episodes 6 and 7 would have really gotten your craw. You are probably really frustrated with me, and you have every right to be. I'm not proclaiming to be a source or a resource. After all, I'm uncool and underqualified. However, I should at the base level do some, you know, enough research that I'm telling you the correct records. And basically, Dime Map of the Reef is 5 tracks. So the last 2 tracks I've been telling you are from Dime Maps, but no, they're not. It's from the Arizona record, which is a 10-song expanse. Or 8 songs. It's 8 or 10. Hold on. I'm going to look right now because this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying to you. You see, there's Dime Map and it's 5. And yeah, it's 10. It's 9 songs. it's 9. So there you go. What's really fun about these Dime Map these records that are compiled on the Early Times CD put out by Matador. Drag City. What's fun about them is you get credits. So there's something else that I've been like, I'm struggling to think of who else could be on this record. Well, according to the credits, the only credits are Bobby N, DC Berman, Hazel Figurine, and then the illustration is David Berman. Other is Armrest Ashtray, Spill Fantasia, and it's recorded by the Nervous Four. Hazel Figurine, when I saw that name, I was like, that's the female that I've been thinking somehow in the band or whatever. And no, that's just a moniker of SM. That's another crafty son of a bitch. So there's that. But that's not really the end of that thought. So I shouldn't have said that because the end of that thought is that's a mistake by me. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was not my intention to give you false information. And I should have looked harder at things. Definitely not trusted my memory because, I did a whack of research leading up to the podcast. This is the most planning I've ever done for a podcast, in fact, like before a launch. And to come away with that misinformation is cringeworthy. So apologies. I'm making folded hands right now and I'm bowing in your general direction. Apologies. Let's listen to some fucking music. This is Jackson Knight with a Z by the Silver Jews on the Berman Project. We'll be right back. Oh, why does that have to be it? Am I alone here? That was a fucking great song, right? That was a really great song. And I love the guitar line. Like the melody of that guitar.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It just sounds so wonderful. And then the actual melody, the vocal melody is a lot of fun as well. And then you get this piercing phrasing, you know, especially toward the end, you know, tough luck, I can't fuck. It just really works. It just makes you want to jump up and down and listen to this live and see this trio, you know, with a crowd in behind them or in front of them. Where would the crowd be? Where would the crowd be? Behind them? No, I'm not sure. If you know, send me an email, jd@meetingmalchemists.com. I do appreciate every email I get. I read them all and reply to as many as I can. And I got some nice ones this week regarding that previous episode. I thank you. I just thank you so much for giving a shit. Yeah. So there's that. Back to the music. It's a nice mix of Malcolm Berman singing, as far as I could tell. You know, again, I'm not gonna try and peel into an onion here that I don't think is an onion. I think this is just a great song, and I enjoyed it, and that's all there is to say about that. Oh boy, can you imagine if I ended every thought with that, like Forrest Gump? That would be fucking crazy town. So I'm recording this before it drops, obviously. and I'm really excited that I'm going to see the Blue Jays play this Saturday. I'm going to go see the game in person. It could be an elimination game for either the Seattle Mariners, hopefully, or my own Toronto Blue Jays. So it could be pretty stressful, or it could be just like that sort of middle game that ultimately doesn't matter, and you got tickets to the shittiest game of the three. It's the best of three. I don't know. We'll see. By the time you hear this, we'll know the outcome, and you'll know whether JD got caught streaking across the field or was escorted out by Ace the Bird mascot. I don't know. We'll see. Let's dig into some poetry here, because this is my favorite portion of the show. I just get to read fucking great artwork. You know, there's something wonderful about that. Okay. This, of course, comes from Actual Air, which you can still purchase. You can be fucking the coolest person I know and, you know, get the original edition, or you can be cheap like I was and just buy the reissue that came out. You can get it through, can you get it through Matador? I want to say I bought it through Matador, but that doesn't make sense. I'll look this up. Okay, so I'm back, and I did look it up. And it's on Drag City, but it's out of stock on Drag City. But I found out you can get it from Amazon and places like that as well. I think they had it at my local like Canadian big chain bookstore as well. But, you know, if you can, wait for wait for Drag City to get more, you know, to do another print run or something like that, and go from there. Or, you know, again, you can find it if you need it. Okay. Just, go to steely.com. Okay. Let's see. This is, again, from Actual Air. Let me adjust my glasses. This is Tableau Through Shattered Monocle. Tableau Through Shattered Monocle. His house had white brick balconies, chiseled drapes, and star charts beneath the wallpaper. There was the smell of English plastic and a mud racetrack out back where a smacked-up car with garlands of nicks in the paint waited lamely in the paddock. We found a burnt keyboard by the mill race, blackbirds stacked in the cabinets, and heard how the house made little crackling sounds when he got up in the morning to wade through the pages of the labyrinth Spanish logic or dismantled chunks of mica. The professor said that a herald on a dirt bike broke up the driveway bearing hill testimony from a cult called the People, and that something felt wrong when he heard a boat hiss below the planks, and the man say, "If my John Adams hand shoots." Sometimes driveways develop end zones so more imaginary Swedens can rise from the bottom of the book. But in our historical reassessment of the Redcoats, we forget the peace in a name like James, or the long rainy Indian wars fought primarily in the nude. The squad feels new in new rooms, and our attention sometimes clots on a detail like this scotch tape, clears as a Highland stream repairing file folders entitled How Car Keys Think, and Not a Still Life, but a Slow Life Then. During investigations, the void may bloom in the mirror like twin wedding dresses on a high, thin bed. But these apparitions are not evidence. They're not even sediment. It's all slush at the fox's feet, a frieze of braille, photos of the isotopes. We'd had hot and cold conversations in dead languages for years, yet the installation and plugging in of moons, the slight changes in the rules of tennis, the thought that he could be losing never completely crossed our minds. Perhaps it took the marriage of now and then, here in the weeks leading up to football season, to make us realize that in death we are declassified. Whether it arrives in European forests that smell like attics or while negotiating a curve by the college library. These words are meant to mark this day on Earth. Whoa. That is bananas. While it's not my favorite that we've read, it's certainly the most abstract. There were times there where I felt like I was just, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm a bit high. So I guess some of the words, it is a bit word salad-y, right? Like there's some strings of words that seem incongruent or don't quite fit, but for whatever reason they do. There's a cadence or a rhythm. And the rhythm and cadence of the, you know, the syllables in the words themselves and the choices of those words really make for, you know, a great sounding poem. I would say this is the most poem-y of the poems that we've read so far. In that it feels rhythmic, it feels rhymey. It's certainly not any more structured than the rest that we've read, but that's where it, that's where it fits for me. That's how it feels to me. How about you? Send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. I would love to hear from you. It would be great, in fact. And we'll take it from there. Because that's what I got for you this week. So stay cool, stay collected. Things are picking up. It's going to be a great autumn. And wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.